Hi, my name is Jennifer Hancock. I'm the founder of Humanist Learning Systems and the author of several books. One of the things I teach a lot about is about how to better manage interpersonal relationships and problems and conflicts. And I teach this using a combination of applied science and rational, compassionate ethics, along with a deep sense of personal responsibility. When you find yourself in an interpersonal conflict, it's important that you don't take it personally, even though it involves you and you're being impacted by it. The likelihood that is that the other person's behavior isn't about you. It's about them and what they're experiencing. The world doesn't revolve around you. Other people's thinking doesn't revolve around you, even though their behavior might be impacting you. To me, this is about critical thinking. In order to solve our problems effectively, we need to think realistically and accurately about the problem we're facing. And that becomes very, very hard when the problem is an interpersonal dynamic. And the reason it's hard is because we do take it personally. We are stuck in our own heads. The only way we can experience the world is through our own head, and our own head is filled with insecurities and doubts and hormones and what we just ate that's affecting all of that and our mood, everything. It's very hard to not take things personally. But in order to solve your problem effectively, you need to not take it personally. You need to think critically about the problem and question whether your own responses to what this other person is doing is based on what's in your head or what's in their head. Learning to control our fear and our anger is absolutely important because it helps us, keeps us from doing stupid things. And it's not about not experiencing the fear or the anger. It's about thinking critically about the experience and why, more importantly, why you're experiencing these emotions in response to someone else. Because it might be about you and your history and have nothing to do with the other person at all. A lot of times that's the case. Let's talk about insecurity and fear. We all have insecurities. We all have fears. There's no human, well, I'm not going to say no human. There could be a few humans. Most of us, the overwhelming majority of us, have insecurities and fears. No one gets through life unscathed. There are times when we have been ostracized. There are times some of us have been physically hurt by other people. There are times when we're unsure of the unknown that will cause fear in us and insecurity. Every single one of us is racked by this. And these insecurities and fears are sometimes very, very instinctual. They help us survive. They're a survival mechanism, and that's a good thing. But if they're not invoked properly, they can harm us as well. Everything is like a double-edged sword. It's there for a reason, but it also, if used wrong, causes problems in our problem solving. When you're having an interpersonal conflict or problem with someone, it's really helpful to step back and examine your own insecurities and fears and think to yourself, am I projecting my fears and my insecurities onto this person's behavior? Or are they really being a horrible person? Often it's your insecurities. This person's just behaving. They don't know what's in your head. They don't know your history. They don't know your insecurities. They don't know your fears. They don't know that they're triggering you. And 9 times out of 10, they're not triggering you intentionally. They just stepped into a landmine that is your insecure brain and are dealing with the consequences of you acting really weird towards them. And then their insecurities and fears kick in. And they're thinking, why is this person behaving like a nut? And I need to protect myself from them. And then you have two people trying to protect themselves from the other person, neither of whom is bad, but they're now in this, I need to protect myself, I need to protect myself. And they're not fixing the problem because both of them are insecure and fearful, and they can't see past their own insecurities and fears to actually look at the other person as the flawed human being they are with their own insecurities and fears. How different would you have dealt with past conflicts if you understood that the other person was acting out of a place of fear and insecurity? Think about that for a little bit. If you knew the other person was really terrified, would you have thought that they were a horrible person trying to hurt you? No, you wouldn't have. And it would have changed how you would have responded to them. And that slight change could have made all the difference in the world. And so I want you to think, when you are feeling yourself getting your back against the wall, to think about why and whether or not this is actually something the other person is doing, or whether it's your own fears and insecurities causing you to think that it's the other person. Doing this will help you think more realistically. That's why I say it's a critical thinking skill. You cannot fix this interpersonal dynamic if you are not realistic about what exactly this dynamic is and what your part of it is. My mom always said it takes two people to fight. You're one of the people. What is it you are doing to contribute to this conflict? Focus on yourself. That doesn't mean that the other person's behavior is okay. It just means that in order to fix this, if it's fixable, you need to look internally to yourself about your part of this. And that part is almost always about insecurity and fear. Once you've analyzed yourself, you can then look at the other person and start thinking, okay, this other person is human too. They're probably rattled with their own insecurities and fears, and I'm going to think about them compassionately. And by thinking about them compassionately, you're also thinking about them realistically. You might not ever know what exactly caused them to behave the way they're behaving, but you will at least moderate your own response to them, and you can now choose your responses rather than just responding instinctually. A lot of the problems we have with interpersonal problems is that we are responding instinctually to our fear and insecurity. But as soon as you start thinking about your own fears and insecurity, you can think more realistic and you can think better about, do I really want to respond this way, or do I want to respond in a slightly different way that might cause a different outcome? You can gain more control over your response by thinking realistically, by thinking compassionately about the other person. This does nothing for the other person. It might not change their behavior at all. It might not stop them from being horrid. They might really be a horrible psychopath. Who knows? What you do this for you, so that you can choose your responses to be more strategic about what is happening and about how you respond to this other person. In a workplace, this is absolutely critical. This is what it means to be professional. If you are responding instinctually out of fear and out of insecurities and out of frustration, you are not being professional. A professional person checks their own biases and their own insecurities, and they choose a response that is going to be calm and measured and compassionate, despite what the other person, let the other person behave badly. You don't have to join them there. And don't join them by thinking critically about your own behavior and your own side of this. If you are just consumed with I'm right and they're wrong, you're probably wrong. Hate to tell it to you, but you probably are. So don't take it personally, take responsibility. If you want to learn more about these coping skills, there's a couple of online courses that we have at our website, humanistlearning.com. One is my course, which is Living Made Simpler, where I talk about ethics and compassion and responsibility and critical thinking. Each of those units is a 1 hour unit. The whole course is about 6 hours long. Another course is done by my friend. It's called Managing Anger in Yourself and Others, and it's about what anger is, how we use it, and how it goes astray, and how you can help other people who are angry be less angry. Finally, I have a book called The Humanist Approach to Happiness, where I talk about ethics and decision making and insecurity for yourself so that you can get better control of yourself so that you can be the person you want to be. And again, that's all at humanistlearning.com.